This surely sounds familiar.
Dumela.
Hello, Papa.
Iteng chepis.
Yebo, iteng ba.
Lo kopa yo.
Okay, thank you.
Kopa Fanta Pine.
Le eng e?
Le tish. Day 2. Khona
le
bokae.
Khona le go setsetsa 450.
Okay, kopa yo.
Ton. A1.
That voice could have possibly been yours during an innocent time in your life after lending that hard N5 iron or even 10 rands to buy that sweet cola. The first thing you did is rush to the spaza shop around the corner for some delights, right? Of course you did. Look at you having scored yourself some points with your crew. Today on Peas in a Pod, we look at the spaza shop as a mark of convenience, and more so how it has evolved from being a mere mums and pops to being a bastion where we get our daily necessities. Central to this journey is how food gets managed, especially at a time when South Africa has been marked as having experienced the largest outbreak of listeriosis to date. As you well know, everything we put in our mouths has a story to tell. I'm your trusted storyteller, Kagiso Mnisi. Contrary to popular belief, ispaza as a convenience store found in most South African townships hasn't let up. It, however, has ceased from being a survivalistic business pursuit to being a competitive venture, ran by mostly Somalians, Bangladeshi, Pakistanis, and Ethiopians. Yes, rifts between South Africans and this new breed of spaza shop owners still emerge from time to time, which often results in no clear victory for any of those involved. The spoils, an even more fickle relationship between South and North. Today, we are off to Soweto, End of Fire Zone 8, where we look at the DNA of ispaza. End of fire, suga my pepper. Salama katbogis. End of fire, suga my pepper. Jan Ramatlhare takes us into his confidence and tells what motivated the birth of his venture. You'll be glad to know that good old love played a pivotal role in this process.
My name is Jan Mashotla Ramatlhare. I was born and bred in Zone 8, Mirrorlands. I'm still a resident of Zone 8, Mirrorlands. I'm a former bank manager, investment banker, investment advisor, financial advisor, and currently I'm a businessman. I specialize in the retail, the grocery sector. Reason why we decided to start a spaza, in fact, we don't call it a spaza. We call it a convenience store because we actually bring in convenience to the door of the local community. I started this for my partner, that is my woman. Her name is Sisi Nyana Musito, with the aim of empowering her. I wanted her to stop working for someone and start working for herself. So this is partly, part of empowerment which the government has been, emphasizing since the dawn of democracy in 1994. Our outlet is based in Zone 8, Mirrorlands. It measures 9 meters by 11 meters, which is quite huge for a business of this caliber. It's a general dealer. We sell everything from a suite up to, appetizer, you name them, all the, the Lazaria stuffs. We don't sell alcoholic drinks. We're doing extremely well. We have other services within the outlet itself. One, we have a lotto machine, which is extremely, extremely busy. Two, we've just installed a money market machine, which offers, among other things, DSTV payments, that is multi-choice payments, airtimes, data, long distance tickets from Cityliner, Greyhound, and other transportation models.
Surely I'm not the only one who's taken aback by how the model of ispaza has become so sophisticated in 2018. How does a shipment container, rooted in a fairly small yard in the hood, become this well-oiled operational machine?
Our A2Pay system has a facility that helps us to manage our business. We have a POS system, a point of sale system, that allows us to, one, to receive stock as soon as stock comes in. And we, by the way, this system has a scanner. The scanner helps us to receive and to, release goods. By release goods, it's what, when clients buy goods, we, put them through the scanner. So that is the system that we use that helps us to manage the day-to-day activities of the business.
the WWF put forth a conclusive report that marked South Africa as a hotspot for listeriosis. The biggest outbreak ever was right here in our backyard. This became more concretized when lives were being lost. Following that, some toddlers at a daycare center in Soweto fell ill after consuming French polonies and Viennas infected with the listeria bug.
In view of the fact that, you know, in the past few weeks, South Africa was attacked by listeriosis, we have two deep freezers and one fridge. Now, items such as chicken, we store them in the deep freezer at a very, 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 you know, it's quite cold. And we have, you know, other items such as cheese. We don't sell French, we don't sell Russians, we don't sell Viennas, but we are in the process of doing that. But in terms of storage, we have the right equipment that we normally clean on a, you know, very regularly to make sure that the goods are stored in a very, very clean area and place. So up to this point in time, we haven't had any complaints from clients about our, you know, say, meat, our cheese, and many other related products. So I must say that so far we are on the right track in terms of food safety.
To crack this Spaza shop code, some study in behavioral science has to be done. Kusekasi la, kan pas China baba. You have to know who dines at your table and what is it that makes them come back for more.
We are guided by demand from our clients. I'll give an example. When we started way back in 2014, we started with 2,500 rand. Our stock was worth 2,500 rand. That was for 2 weeks. Today, we can even go up to 50,000. Our stock can go up to 50,000, and that stock will last us for about, say, you know, 10 to 14 days. So the reason why our stock levels shot up is because we actually gathered info from the customers to find out what is it that you want. What must we stock for you? What do you want? And they gave us, you know, I want this, I want that, and so forth. But basically, like we said early on, we are a general dealer, and a general dealer deals with almost, you know, everything. I must say we have almost 80% of what, 80 to 90% of what our customers want. We don't, you know, if you go to a shop and people say, you keep on saying to people, no, Haiyo, Haiyo, they end up calling you Haiyo. We are not Haiyo. We are not Haiyo. There's everything here. If you want bread, you find bread. If you want appetizer, there's appetizer. If you want, you know, dry lemon, there's dry lemon. If you want play, there's play. You name them, Coca-Cola and everything. So that is driven by, you know, our relationship between ourselves and the clients, and most importantly, listening to what the clients want.
Ramatlhare might be the strategist in the business, but the daily face-to-face with customers belongs to his partner, Sisinyana Musito. After working for the man for a while, she called it quits to be queen of this here castle.
Libito ke Sisinyana Musito, ke dula gone mo Midlands mo zone 80.
Kutlang gore o bone Spaza shop.
Ne ke sebetsa. Then it happens for one day, ha ke fetsa go itukisetsa o ya mosebetsing. Ebe kutlwa ke kgatetse ke re montate Ramatlhare nna ke kgatetse go sebetsa. Then ne ke bua as Joe Gumara. Ebe a mpotsa gore if a ka mpulela business ke tla e rana na. Ka re yes. I thought le ene wa dlala. Ao, ha ntse go ya ka bone gore Ramos motšhini o pompa metsi mo ra thoma ka go aga mo. Then stoko sa kena. Then company ene ke sebeletsa ya mover ya ne le ko Roodepoort ya movela to Pretoria. So ne go le kgole for nna for gore nka ya Pretoria, then e be ke tswelela pele ke sebetsa.
Okay, letsatsi le letsatsi ya o tsena ka fa, what are some of the important things to dira ha o le ka?
You everything mara gagolo dilo tse dingata mo ntate Ramatlhare kene a di etsang ka bane yene o tswa setse a tseba ntho tse dingata ka di-business le di eng nna sampane ke le student sa gage wa nthuta.
Di-client tsa mo zone 8 di bona di le
ya ba shapo mara not kaofela ga bone. So a ke re wa tseba gore batho ba bangwe ba yang ba na le go ba difficult nyana.
O dileyang le batho ba difficult?
A o tla o ne go kgotlhelela a ke motho o nang le pelo mara as they say, a customer is always right. La motho a tla mo a hotel la tshwantse go khotlhelle utlwelle se yena se a se batlang.
O batla bona Spaza shop o se. A se Spaza shop ke general dealer.
Ke general dealer.
Let's get that right.
Yeah.
Eh, o batla go bona se le kae a re re 5 years to come, 10 years to come.
Jo 10 years go khone. Gantle gantle re batla supermarket. Raibula and like remote processing ya teng ya gore re thole supermarket mo go tla dulantse go le teng mara aim ke gore re thole supermarket mo re to khonang go rekisa dijo re rekise dilo re ede dilo tseding tsedi seyong mo.
In the township, a network exists amongst Spaza shop owners. It then becomes important for local and immigrant owners to share intel and other resources, despite social differences that flare from time to time. According to Ramatlare, folk from up north have positioned themselves well through a strong work ethic.
In a nutshell, yes, we do have a relationship with the local people, and we also have a relationship with, you know, the foreign nationals who've come to South Africa to open their Spaza shops. I'm referring to Pakistani nationals, Bangladeshi, and so forth and so on. We have a very, 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 very strong relationship with them. If we run out of airtime, we go to one of our folks there. Alias is from, I think he's from Pakistan, but he speaks fluent Soto. He understands most of the languages. So the moral of the story is that we need to form a relationship with them. Their work ethic is very, 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 very high. They start trading at times at 5 o'clock. They close at 11, something that many South Africans cannot afford to do. So if we close their spazas, we actually, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot. Now, if you go to their shops are fully stocked. There's everything. Fully stocked. There's a deep sense of commitment from their side. They're committed to their businesses. I'm going to be honest here. They don't operate like some of our South African business people who, you know, at the end of the day, after, say, making about 5,000 rand, and they go out there and, you know, party and so forth and so on. You know, it's lack of financial discipline. The foreigners have a deep sense of financial discipline, and they reinvest their proceeds, the proceeds from the business, into their businesses. And this is one of the reasons why their businesses are, you know, successful.
And then we meet Elia Sendano, a brother from Ethiopia, not Pakistan. He ad-libs a bit about running a Spaza shop in Zone 8 Medellin.
My name is Elias.
Elias, and where are you from?
I'm from Ethiopia.
Ethiopia?
Yeah.
To somebody who has never been to Ethiopia, how is Ethiopia like?
Yeah, Ethiopia is a nice country. Also, many people is there. Ethiopia is also a good country.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what do you like about running a Spaza shop in Zone 8 Medellin?
Yeah, the old people is, they love me, I love you, helping you. Also, I'm helping the customers. Customers also is helping. I love zone 8 people too much.
Yeah. And how is business like? Are you doing well?
Yeah, doing this as well. Sometimes it's up and down. You know, business is not one type. It's going up and down.
And who have you left back home in Ethiopia?
Our family is there.
Your whole family is there?
Yeah, only me is I'm here.
So you have nobody here who's family?
Yeah, I've got my cousins and my friends, but they're somewhere, it's not with me.
Do you work with your cousins? Do they own Spaza shops too?
Yeah, he's delivering my cousin.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Ramatare told me that you can speak Sesotho.
Kanyani.
Kanyani.
Yeah, I'm not perfect.
Okay, thank you very much, Elias. And who? Sendano.
Yes.
You from Ethiopia? Oromo?
No, Hadiya.
Hadiya?
Yeah. Hadiya people is, guys like me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good people also, it's respecting people.
Sure.
Many people is here in South Africa now from Hadiya.
Sales through South Africa's 134,000 traditional trade outlets currently amount to 46 billion rands per annum, which equates to one of every 5 rands spent and 1/3 of all consumer goods packages sold in South Africa. Now, go buy yourself isiphuzonyana at iSpaza, have a sip, and think about that staggering figure for a minute. iSpaza is no longer a survivalistic venture. There's even new crews on the block that run them. Be they from Soweto or Mogadishu, they sure have upped the game despite continuing challenges. That was another Peas in a Pot special with me, Kagiso Mnisi. Konje uthini uspeaki hiki nge Zone 8.